Fred. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on over there? Fire?
How you doing, Stanky Lane?
What's up, man?
High five from everyone.
Took it to the limit.
I have a horrible foot fetish.
Do you?
Let's go, Red Sox. Let's go, Red Sox.
Hit me like a bow, bow, bow.
Go, Red Sox.
Hit me like a bow, bow, bow.
Well, Dick, well, yeah.
Hey, you fired up?
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Are we prepared to reveal? That's cool with me.
Yeah. The triple header, baby.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are Toucher and Rich. 617-779-0985. Apparently there is someone named Mike on the phone. I have no idea of what his intentions are.
Who's on the phones today?
Wait, is Nick here or Bird?
Neither one?
No, neither one.
Oh. Do we know who's supposed to be here on Fridays?
Bird is here on... Oh, Nick is here on Fridays.
Oh. Did he... Because he might still be sick. Yesterday he was sick.
It would have been nice to know.
Wait, theoretically it was Bert's responsibility to call you on Fridays, correct?
No. Nick, because Nick's in today.
No, I think Bird is usually in on Fridays.
That's what I'm saying. That was the whole problem. Because it was supposedly Bird's day to call you on Fridays,
yes.
As I remember correct.
Yes.
So he would be here.
And then radio stations played it, and everyone was very upset that I asked Bird to call me.
So,
which is still incredibly fascinating to me that people found that to be so crazy.
So who's supposed to be here right now? It's supposed to be Bird.
That'd be Bird, I would think.
Okay, right, have we heard from him?
I don't know. Who cares?
True.
All right, so...
We haven't. No. That's a big deal. Like, no one's answering the phones.
Yeah, well, what do you want me to do about it? I can't do anything about it. Yeah, Tracy will be fine. All right, so anyway, you know what's fascinating is someone's life being completely ruined by the internet, and I can't get enough of this guy. This guy, Aaron Schlossberg, you're aware of him?
What did he do?
He's the lawyer in New York City,
yes.
That started screaming. So he started screaming at these people at this lunch place, like a takeout lunch place where you just get like a salad or something. Salad? What am I? A lady? And so you get like a salad. When was the last time you got a salad?
Oh, this is sad. A lot. I go to Sweetgreen a lot.
Ew.
Really? It's actually pretty good.
Does this have to do with your new diet? Is that when you started this?
I just try not to eat anything garbage for lunch, and that way I can eat anything I want for dinner.
Sure.
If I just have like one okay meal, I feel a little bit better, but that's about it. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it's lame. Yes.
I mean, salads. Ugh.
I know.
They have to be a precursor to pizza. That's the way that my life is that the only way I'll eat a salad
right.
is if there's pizza on the other end of it. So anyway.
If there's taco meat in it.
Yeah, right. That's so delicious.
The taco salad.
Oh, man.
I can't think of anything worse. It's so good for you. So this guy, Aaron Schlossberg, he was at a like a Baja Fresh or some garbage. And he's there, and they're speaking Spanish, and he goes ballistic. He's a big fan of holding up his iPhone. And like taping things.
Yeah, what was he trying to do? Because he's like taking pictures to intimidate the workers who were there.
No, he was just screaming about.
He said,
speaking Spanish.
Because everybody here spoke Spanish, and you live in America. You should speak English.
And then he's going to call whatever the hell
ICE. Yeah,
he was going to call Vanilla ICE, and so then all these other videos come out of him screaming at people. But he's always holding his phone. And yesterday, so he's a lawyer. And then when you go to his website, I'm fascinated by it. Don't like it, don't dislike it. But his life is now over. So I went to his website with his law firm. He's a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
And it says they specialize in speaking Spanish. Is one of the things that they have there.
Well.
And a little bit of Mandarin he can speak too is what he says. And so... he was, yesterday, they kept going after him. He can't get into this building. They kicked him out of his building where his law offices were.
Like, Page Six is waiting for him when he gets out of his building.
Then he did, like, the most rookie move. So Page Six is waiting for him, and he pulls out his phone and starts taping, which is the... I want to ring everyone's neck that takes out their phone and starts taping everything. Like, what are you doing? Like, what? Like, what do you? What do you? What do you think you're going to get them? In typical lawyer BS.
Yeah.
Like he's going to like wait for someone to like you know brush into him. So he's in there and they're talking to him and he's got his phone out and he gets into a cab and then they find him again that day. And he just books. He takes out his phone.
Yeah.
And starts taping, and then he just runs away.
Yeah, is this the one with the umbrella where he holds the umbrella up and blocks himself?
That's early in the day.
Okay, yeah. So
later in the day, okay. he's changed into dungarees and a polo shirt, and then he starts talking about, you know, everyone's lying, and then he just takes off running, like, as fast as he can. So his life is over. His life is ruined. He will never practice law again. They want to disbar him. I'm not positive that. Well, yeah,
can you legally disbar somebody for that? I mean, listen, I don't know if anyone's going to hire him.
Apparently, you can say that they're because you can say that they're prejudiced and that they wouldn't look at everyone equally under the law.
Sure, I guess that's something. Yeah, I mean, if you can say that. Sure.
I mean, if he was an accountant, you can't. You know, bar him from being a CPA.
See, I think that would more just prevent other companies from ever having this guy on their payroll because who would pay this guy?
Well, my understanding is you can disbar someone based on that they're not for justice.
Sounds like it makes sense to me. It does. But I mean, you're right. I mean, it was.
I spent a good hour yesterday poring over this guy's website and watching everyone screw with him.
Well, that's the thing is that once this one viral video comes out, it was like a minute long.
But then they found more.
Well, that's the thing is that then people go digging and this guy we've known is now like a piece of trash for years now.
But he's obviously insane. I mean, he goes out into public and just starts screaming at people.
Okay, so his big problem was that all of the workers were talking in Spanish all around him.
Yes,
it didn't affect his order in any way.
And then they were talking to a customer in Spanish.
Okay, and that just made
him obviously
off-handle.
They can speak English. I mean, they're in Midtown Manhattan.
No. What I'm saying is, what was the him fly off the handle? Just that he couldn't stand all this. What is all these Spanish words?
Okay. Well, now I don't like when I go to the certain burrito place by my house and people are like flossing that they speak Spanish, like high school kids. I don't care for that.
Oh, you mean where they'll communicate with the people who speak Spanish?
Right.
But you think they're just showing off?
They're absolutely showing off. They absolutely are. The guys at the burrito place can speak English. These people, they're high school kids. They're not fluent in Spanish. I find it annoying more than anything else that they're trying to, you know, they're trying it out. I find it to be pandering. Is what I find it.
To the people who
are... So what I do is I stand up and scream. Start going crazy screaming.
I take your video camera.
Yeah. No, I just start screaming at everybody. I get so angry.
Yeah.
I can't get enough screaming.
Yeah, this guy obviously is a piece of trash, but it is funny that you see like... I mean, Page Six was ready to go, and just the whole time he's got this umbrella in front of him. He's trying to make a call. I guess he's calling for a cab. And the whole time he goes, I'm not even near you. I'm not even near you. I'm 3 feet from you. I'm not even near you. He kept saying that over and over.
And then he goes, that they bumped into him.
Right. And then he tries to make it like, you know, he can sue them because
he's a lawyer. And then so he's going to sue everybody for everything. He's just like waiting for someone to make a misstep.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's been interesting to watch someone's life because this happened on Tuesday. And here we are Friday morning and he can't get into his office. He's running. He's insane. I mean, this guy's insane. Can you imagine he's your lawyer? I mean, who goes to somewhere and just starts yelling? I mean, even if you were like blackout drunk, like who just goes and starts screaming at people?
Yeah, that was
like if you're annoyed by something, just sit there, you stupid idiot.
Yeah.
What are you yelling about? And first, obviously, I don't know what he's in Manhattan. I don't know what he expects people not to speak Spanish. I mean, he's not in, Biloxi, Mississippi. I mean, he's in, which is even too big a town. I can't think of a small enough one. but what are you? You're in Midtown Manhattan. You're on Madison Avenue, and you're concerned about people speaking Spanish. You must be constantly in a rage. I mean, you're in New York City. There's languages I couldn't tell you. Blasio or whatever the hell his name is, said that there was 200 languages that were spoken in New York City. I mean, you got to be on fire constantly. Can you imagine just yelling at, just yelling at the top of your lungs at lunch at a takeout place? So anyway, that's how I spent a good portion of yesterday, is watching this guy's life crumble around him. And in this sense, I was happy. I don't know. He reacted so poorly to everything that it was great. I want his life to be ruined. I was enjoying it. Can you imagine you're somewhere, someone just starts screaming at the top of their lungs, like walking around, and he's a lawyer. Can you imagine he's your lawyer?
Right. I mean, if you're, what kind of complete lack of, this is going to get back to you. Are you not even, lack of self-awareness?
Say there's no cell phones, and we exist in a society where there's no internet. Who sits there yelling?
Well, crazy people. I mean,
insane.
Yeah.
I mean, he's obviously insane.
It's a guy that Rich sees there at Park Street, basically.
Pretty much.
So, like, there's this one video, and I don't know what the deal is with it, but it's Palestinians boycotting something, or doing something. Like, they're a Palestinian group, and they're marching against something. And he's sitting there screaming at the top of his lungs that they're not Jewish. And these, because like all these videos are coming out, he's quite the yeller. He likes to walk around yelling.
Maybe this is the guy in the Elmo costume over at Times Square. Remember anti-Semitic Elmo?
Yeah.
There are all the videos for it. Like, he kept getting arrested. There was this dude in Times Square.
I think he's, he's obviously Jewish. Schlossberg.
I don't know, but all I know is that there was.
Come on, Rich. Is Aaron
Schlossberg? Maybe he's German.
He's Jewish.
Okay, I mean, I don't know. But, I mean,
Schlossberg, that's a Jewish name.
I think the odds are in Fred's favor on this.
I'm going to say I'm 99% sure that he's Jewish.
All I know is that guy kept getting arrested, and he was showing up at different parks, and he had this Elmo costume, and he would go up near children, and there's videos all over the internet, and he would just say the most over-the-top, horribly anti-Semitic stuff, and you just see these videos of children just, like, walking the other way when parents, they just start, nope, 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 nope. Yeah. You don't want to get near this guy.
You can't be a fan of that, tell you that.
Mm-mm.
Anyway, this guy is... That's how I spent a good chunk of the day. This guy is a nut. Running. What are you running from? You moron. What do you think they're going to stop? Like,
there was an impressive amount of press outside of his place, too. Like, it wasn't just like Page Six. There was tons of people.
Oh, yeah. Because then Page Six was basically in the morning. When he left his apartment.
And then that's when the group of six or seven guys afternoon?
Well, the afternoon is when there was everybody.
Okay.
And he pulled his phone out and started taping everyone like he was going to, he was going to get everyone.
Do you ever have at work have just a maniac start yelling for no reason at you?
Probably Barnes. Jeff, go ahead. One of the few people on the planet I hate. Yes, go ahead.
In this day and age of cell phones and cell phone videos, you really do have to be pretty friggin' stupid. You've got about a 15-second window of acting stupid, and then you're screwed if you keep talking. It's it takes a good 5 to 8 seconds for someone to even realize that, hey, this guy is acting
okay,
crazy. How
old are you?
I'm 47.
Okay, so I'm 43. Even if it was 1987...
Well, of course.
I mean, can you imagine? It's not going to ruin the guy's life, but can you imagine you're sitting somewhere and someone just starts screaming, and then you find out it's not a homeless guy; it's a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's insanity. I mean, who are you yelling at?
I think in the case of this guy, what's insane, much like you just said about other videos, is that one video that the guy has from 2 years ago, who is just a random video blogger. Who he bumped into in the
I saw this
with his girlfriend.
Yeah, that
he just
guy's
happened to take video of it, and then he was like, "Hey, wait a minute, that's the same guy that bumped into me 2 years ago."
Yeah, so right. He bumps into this guy from Massachusetts and starts screaming at him for being foreign, and he's like some Irish guy from Massachusetts.
Well, I mean, her accents are thick.
Oh boy, I can't imagine you're sitting there, someone just screaming and yelling. And how you could be so concerned about people speaking Spanish in Midtown Manhattan.
Right. What do you hear this every single day, everywhere you go.
I would venture to guess that 25% of the dialogue you hear in that area is Spanish.
Sure. No, I don't think that's an overestimation.
So that was interesting. And he just took off running like nobody's business. He just started sprinting. What an idiot. What a moron. Stand your ground then, if you're such a yeller. Stand your ground. You'd get a bunch of support.
Are you committed to your program or not?
Yes, exactly. Like, don't you think that if he stood his ground and he was just like, "Yeah, I hate Spanish people,"
or you're a lawyer.
Spanish people, it's like they're all Spaniards.
The inner conflict between the
Spaniards.
He just hates Spaniards. Barcelona is junk. But like, if he just was like, "Yeah, like I hate people that speak Spanish," there'd be a fraction, a pretty good chunk of this country that would think he's the greatest,
right? I know some neighborhoods I grew up near that they'd probably take him in.
It's true.
He'd be like the lawyer. He'd be like the lawyer to the stars.
Yep. They would say, "White looks good on you, sir."
Come on into my neighborhood.
But what's odd is like,
he'd have to move, but yeah.
I think he's Jewish.
Like, no. Oh, well, then he would not be welcome in these groups.
No.
Not like the ones that I grew up
in. He's
near,
kind of like a boat without a port at this point.
The inner conflict in this man, there are so many things that are diametrically opposed.
All I know is he was screaming at some Palestinians about something or it's yelling that they're not Jewish. But that's how I spent yesterday. Okay.
You get to experience it for breakfast.
He's like, "Hello!"
The Toucher and Rich Show on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed, it's Toucher and Rich.
.985 The Sports Hub, where Toucher and Rich. So much action last night.
Well,
so
yes, it looks like someone gave up playing Fortnite.
Oh, and popped him off. That should do it. Brock Holt going out, coming on Jackie Bradley. Jackie's there, and it's a complete game for David Price.
That is Nesson, and it must have been perfect conditions at Fenway last night. Not too cold.
It was humid.
Not too hot.
There was a youth baseball game in Newton yesterday that was very humid.
Oh,
well. I had to throw BP, and I was soaking wet afterward.
Not too humid for David Price.
We were the away team, so I didn't have to rake the field.
Well, that rain probably freshly drained the city of its pollen, so no allergy problems. So
right.
That part was solved.
Seasonal allergies,
because David Price was absolute nails last night. He pitches a complete game in the Red Sox 6-2 win over the Orioles. This was Price's first complete game since 2016. He ended up with giving up only 2 runs and 5 hits with 8 strikeouts and no walks. Last night, Dan Roach tweeting, "I bet nobody tomorrow morning talks about how awesome David Price was. Take that, Boston media." And we're like, all right, well.
Wow. You know, he told us.
Listen,
he's pitching for the Cardinals next year.
He says, "I'm getting the hell out of this market." On top of that, he got an excellent amount of run support from these guys.
And he does. High and deep. Woo! To Mike Tarragon.
Dong!
The second night.
Dong!
He is destroyed in that direction.
Xander just dingers, just
room
dingers,
fastball, and he knows exactly what to do with it.
I'm sorry, I'm missing the salami references. I am.
Come on!
And he does.
Get out, you cured meats, ladies and gentlemen. Send the salami to the boy in the army.
Much better.
Destroyed one in
a dinger
salami. Room service fastball.
He wanted a little muffin on
exactly
that salami
there.
Right, Rich, right?
Yeah, I like the salami.
Much better.
Much better. That clip is severely lacking in Gomes. Right there. We need a little more Gomes.
All we had from Eck was 3-run Johnson. It's not quite the same.
Yeah, now
it's
that
true.
He's gone, it's just unfortunately just not nearly as badass.
South of the border with 3 Johnson.
Okay, thank you, okay. Larry Flint. Appreciate that. Would you like to read us a little bit of your novel, F. Scott Fitzgerald?
I'll tell you this. We're at
okay, thank you. This is going to
be
as F. Scott Fitzgerald.
She had a
one of your more random
Zelda
characters.
Zelda was that.
Yes, the writer of The Great Gatsby and Larry Flint.
That's right.
Thrown together.
Well, both Gatsby ultimately.
I heard he was a hypocrite.
Made his own demise.
Yes. Well, both Xander Bogaerts and J.D. Martinez do it again. Each
Larry
added to
Flintstone.
The song. Fred Flintstone. Larry Flintstone. That's right.
Wow, man.
Mr. Slade is the a-hole of the bunch.
Yes, he is, because he made you work longer than you wanted to.
I wanted to slide down the tail of the dinosaur.
Yes, thank you, Larry Flintstone, whatever your name is.
They made the ribs too.
Took the car over.
It did. It made it, yes. You had to get a repairman to come out. And... Yeah.
Well, no, I fell over.
Okay, well, it added...
Barney, what do you do? You slept in separate beds. Barney, what are you doing? I used to watch Betty take her clothes.
Okay, thank you, Larry Flintstone.
Throw the window.
Okay, all right, thank you. I don't even know where to go with this.
No shades in those days, right?
Areolas.
There's really no pun or anything clever about that. You just said that the word areolas.
Oddly enough, appropriate.
Yeah. Sometimes Wilma.
All right, let's stop where we're at.
Wow. She would have me.
Yeah.
Sure.
She would have me dog food.
Really?
Sounds like a fairly depressing life.
Kind of sad. That's not good.
Exciting at the same time.
Okay. Wildly depressed right now with the kind of life that you're living there in Bedrock.
I love blackjack.
Okay. Good. Thank you very much, Larry Flintstone. Well, the Sox, the second best home run total for the season.
Boom, in
Major Leagues. Well, last year, the Sox finished last in American League in home runs with 168. Well, and after 44 games, they have 61.
With that.
Now they're just ding, ding, salamis.
And then you had, John was telling me about it today because I didn't watch that game. And I saw the video of you and Showalter after a Bogarts home run. Just say, how you do? And I'm going to walk in front of him and show up my pitcher completely.
What a dick he is. I can't stand Buck Showalter.
He just said, I'm going to show up my pitcher. He said, I'm going to walk right in front of him, the Bogarts, during a home run trot. And I'm going to, because I can't wait to yank him.
I've never seen that ever. Have you ever seen that? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I've never seen it.
You know, it's funny. I watched a little bit of the game. I watched the highlights. I did not see that part
of it. Okay, no. Showalter was out to the mound so fast. Bogarts hit the three-run homer. It's gone. Showalter knows he's going to take out Kevin Gausman, a starter. The ball isn't even over the fence. And Showalter sees it's gone. He's out of the dugout, walking to the mound. Bogarts, in his home run trot, rounds third, and there's Showalter in front of him.
Okay.
Walking over the baseline on his way to get Gausman.
So Bogarts hasn't even touched home yet. Like,
no, he hasn't. He's barely to third base.
It's just showing up your pitcher.
That was what was intended, but it's also an unwritten rule.
If I'm Bogarts, what do I care?
No, obviously.
You're showing up your pitcher, and... this is it for Showalter.
He's in the last year of his contract. He's on his way out. Manny Machado is in the last year of his contract. They're going to trade him because Baltimore's the worst team in baseball. I mean, Adam Jones is in the last year of his contract. Big changes coming up.
Yep.
Big changes.
Now, this is Showalter's M.O. Mm-hmm. I mean, he comes in, he has...
This is his eighth year. I mean, I'm surprised he lasted this long.
This is a long time for him.
Yep. Well, David Price, just days after having carpal tunnel issues, which may or may not have been the result of long hours of playing awesome video games, he had the best game in recent memory. Here he is talking about his hand.
You know, it does feel a lot better than it did, you know, 10, 12 days ago.
When we played the Yankees.
So, we'll stay on top of it and...
Yeah, it's that little Yankee disease. Your hands start shaking when you get anywhere.
Come on, he threw a great game last night, Rich. Lay off.
I know, that's the Dan Roach tweet we're going to end up getting. So, well, the Red Sox continue.
Dan hangs on every pitch of the May 15th game.
He actually does.
I know. Yeah, he does. He can't get enough. He's very concerned about what's going
on. Tied for first place. 3-14.
What could go wrong?
Yeah. Well, the Red Sox continue their series against the Orioles tonight at 7:10. We'll see if Buck Showalter continues to be a badass. By the way, did J.D. Martinez get the squirts in the middle of the game?
He has a stomach illness that forced him out of the game.
He had diarrhea.
Yeah, he had the squirts.
Could be.
You would call it by its scientific name, diarrhea.
I'm just going by what the Red Sox said in the middle
of
the game.
Loose bowels.
He said stomach illness is what they said.
I was there.
Were you really? You didn't videotape that, did you?
Hi, JD!
Paul Stanley just showed up.
What you doing? Got diarrhea?
Okay, all right.
Hello!
See, I thought that maybe Chan Ho Park showed up during all of that, possibly.
I was sick. What? I had a lot of diarrhea. That's what you want to know?
Your manager said you were sick.
Yeah, I had a diarrhea. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I had a diarrhea and then... Why? Why is it funny?
No.
I mean... Save it. Yeah, the off day, I had a lot of diarrhea.
P.U. Paul Stanley. I'm in this hamper for no reason.
Gross. Why are you here, Paul Stanley?
Well, I was visiting my parents, okay. And I decided to go in a hamper at Yankee Stadium. Gross. Jed Hallpark, you ruined everything. Get out of here. I'm waiting for Gina.
So back when Jed Hallpark and Gina were there, you would just...
I would visit home in Queens, New York, or Brooklyn, or where the hell else I'm from. I have weird ears.
And you would hide in the hamper.
And I would hide in the hamper.
Okay, but when Jed Hallpark was having his issues, that was not a...
Get out of here, Jed Hallpark. Okay. Come on, you're ruining everything. I can't smell anyone's... Hey!
The smell was so pungent from Chad Hallpark's.
You did, yeah! You know, come on, Chad Hall. Okay, right. I'm playing with the towels. I'm like Linus.
We're just all... You would let go of the towel.
I would take a dirty towel and get security!
That's a lot of diarrhea.
Get out of here! You're ruining everything! Oh, yeah. Chad Hall. First of all, I don't even want your dirty laundry. In second...
Yeah.
Your big waist...
I had a lot of diarrhea.
Okay, all right.
Bernie Williams! Throw your underwear in here!
Bernie Williams.
I think you're ruined for the day.
I've done two horrible impressions.
No, I don't mean that. I meant...
All right. We will be back. Here are the headlines.
Stay tuned for more Toucher and Rich on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
But what we had is Pasta Joe. Pasta Joe, you'll remember, is the guy who said...
I'll get up around 10 a.m., eat a bowl of pasta.
Well, he won my heart, and pasta. So I demanded that he return to the studio.
And we were wondering the entire time whether he was going to arrive once again wearing his Wheaties jacket.
And he did?
And he did, and he's got the old Wheaties jacket and everything. He has since straightened his hair.
Yep.
But not a lot else has changed.
Danny Ainge referenced him in an interview he did with us.
Like, what do we learn about him? Like, he is someone who sleeps during the day?
Yeah, well, here is an update. Pasta Joe, this is not a replay. This is just going to be a couple things from...
Well, this was just like, I couldn't stop thinking about the guy. Yeah. I mean, I think a star was born yesterday.
Well, Pasta Joe is a man of few words. He gets tuckered out like three words into something. He really does.
I mean,
he's a delight. I mean, he really is just a delight. I went back and I never listened to the show. I went back and I didn't listen to the whole thing. I just skipped around because I wanted to hear a certain phrase that he said that we'll get to. But this is, if you missed it, this is Pasta Joe. Not a replay, but this is just Pasta Joe talking about what his life's like. What's your driving situation?
I don't drive.
Okay, why is that?
I just haven't felt like getting it.
All right, so you don't have a driver's license. So, Pasta Joe, what has been going on since you were last on the air? Can you fill us in with what's been going on in your life?
I mean, I got a job.
What do you do for a living?
Security officer.
Okay, so you get home at 7 o'clock, and what goes on?
Eat breakfast.
Okay.
Pasta.
So it's still pasta?
Yeah.
So you eat pasta for breakfast every day?
Still, yeah.
Okay. And do you live alone?
I still live with my parents.
Okay, so you live with your parents. You have, like, a section of the house that's yours?
No, just the room.
Okay, so do you spend most of your time in your room?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so...
you get home at 7. I'll tell you what, you are a chatterbox. So you get home at 7, and then you'll eat pasta, and then what goes on?
I'll go to bed and just wake up.
You're a charmer. So you'll go to bed, and then you'll wake up. Around what time do you wake up?
I don't know.
So that is Pasta Joe's.
Pasta Joe, I'm telling you, he gets tuckered out.
What do? I go to bed and then I wake up.
Yeah, he's not big on the details.
The cap was 5 words each time out. Can't go any further than 5 words.
A lot of times 3 words.
Oh,
was
I mean,
cap.
When he was saying the names of categories, that was awesome.
Oh, he didn't even say all the
right, was saying, all right, 200.
It's just like sunny.
Right. Like one of the categories was... Oh, it was like Mass Whole Foods, and you're supposed to say Mass Whole Foods for 300. He went, foods, 3.
Yeah, he wouldn't say 300. He just said 3.
Or the whole name of the category.
Yeah. So then things got very interesting, because we explored what Pasta Joe, you know, we know he likes pasta, and we know he boils it in the microwave. He puts the pasta in water, and then he microwaves it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then we found out, though, that it's not all about just making food at home.
Pasta Joe, fast food, roast beef.
I'm a big fan of roast beef.
Pasta Joe, how often do you eat food that you don't make?
All the time.
Okay, so where are some of the favorite places that you like to go?
Taco Bell.
Now, what will you get at Taco Bell?
Frito burrito.
I like the Crunchwrap Supreme. It's pretty good.
All right, so you'll get how many Frito burritos?
4 or 5.
Okay, so you'll go get 4 or 5 Frito burritos. Okay.
The answer was Arby's. Yeah. Arby's.
But what?
Unfortunately, Arby's.
Frito burritos. Now, what's in that besides Fritos?
Fritos and beef.
Yeah, that's what I was doing. Yeah, he didn't want to tell you all at once what was in
your burrito.
It's like he remade the wheel. He just said that one.
Yeah.
Fritos and beef.
That's right.
And cheese.
So, like,
lay the knowledge on you, sucker.
He doesn't have a car, so he has to get someone to drive him to Taco Bell to rock 5 Frito burritos.
They are good. You had one before?
No, I'm not going to have a
You know what they have it in?
Fritos and beef.
Yeah.
What else?
And cheese.
By the way, the audio, as you can tell, had to be boosted to such level.
He couldn't hear him. He couldn't get the word out.
But the microphone was right next to him. That's the thing.
And no, geez. And he's just had a flight of fancy.
He just peters out.
What? No, but it was like a flight of fancy. Like, he couldn't, he was just like... So excited to tell you what was in a Frito burrito.
Fritos and beef. And cheese.
Like, this is the energy between these three.
Frito burrito.
Okay, all right. There's a little bit of energy.
Fritos and beef.
There goes the descent of the plane and then...
And cheese.
Into the water. Just the energy plane just went crashing straight into the drink.
All right. And then there was a category called Just for Fred. And you'll notice a pattern that is developing. And then Pasta Joe, a little trouble understanding it.
Spaghetti, tortellini, and macaroni are all types of this.
Joe.
I didn't...
Joe.
Pasta.
That is correct. Joe, the board is yours.
Joe, when you go to McDonald's, what do you get?
I wish I can get pasta, but McDoubles and double cheeseburgers.
All right, what's a McDouble?
2 patties and a cheese.
Okay.
With ketchup, mustard, and pickles.
Okay, the board is yours, Pasta Joe.
Just for Fred, 200.
The nickname of the Bruins, David Pasternak. Joe.
Pasta.
That is correct. Board is yours as he spills one on himself.
Just for Fred, 300.
Chef Boyardee is known for its canned what? Joe.
Spaghetti.
Well,
I'll give it to you.
Oh, sure.
Okay. Okay.
All right, Pasta Joe, if the board is yours. No, you have to actually... You can't answer a question before the question is asked.
Just said 400.
Okay. Rhymes with flosta. Joe.
Pasta.
That is correct.
All right.
I forgot that he cracked one open before any question was even answered.
I mean, we were giving him everything.
Your next crack.
Mike, go ahead, sir.
Hey, Quentin, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, Quentin, what's up, man?
I just wanted to, I know it's not BCN anymore, but I wanted to hear a song in memory of Pasta Joe. Do you got Hero by Chad Kroeger and Saliva?
No, that song has been burned. It no longer exists.
I thought he was going to say, where's Patman? Because Patman's as close as we had to Pasta Joe. Now, Patman was the best.
Well, that's Be Real texted me yesterday and he said, compared to Pasta Joe, Patman seems like Sam Kinison. He's got the energy of a young Sam Kinison.
That would be cool.
Right, that's a little bit of Patman right there.
Patman, by the way, was a narcoleptic guy that was on the show several times in BCN days.
I don't even know what that's all about.
Exploring, if you know what I mean.
Okay. There's a lot of echo on Patman's voice.
Pasta.
Yes, there is.
And cheese.
So, there you have it. If anything else, Pasta Joe brought a little joy into my life, and I hope he brought joy into all of yours yesterday, as he described his life of being driven around like a king. In fairness, his life is not unlike that of a multimillionaire. In that he has, like...
As a driver?
He's got a driver, and everyone waits on him hand and foot. I mean, there's a... If you made, you know, millions and millions of dollars, you would have people make your food, drive you around.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he has that kind of life.
You basically can do what he said, go to sleep and just wake up.
Yeah.
Not a lot of... you know how people have notes on their phone and you write down your notes for the day and things like you got to do? Is just go to sleep, wake up.
Yep. 3 days a week, he's over there doing stuff and eating Taco Bell. We will talk to Danny Ainge in just a moment.